Betty White.
The plot? There's no such thing as a miserable plot. Well, with one possible exception.
I watched her cry, I couldn't help but wonder why I never let the liquid leak from these pressurized eyes of mine. Designed over time to stay dry, rotting, got bottled up and tossed to the wayside. See, my eyes are desert islands in the middle of a sea of hemophiliac teardrops that never cease to bleed. Surrounded by this grief, it finally took its toll in that miserable December when the weather gets cold. Came with a cold, pain in my skull, twisted pictures, let the pain unfold. Never shame, I sold her a piece of my shoulder, only maintain the frame for falling over. Roller coaster, a past inspection keeps rolling over, rust attracts. Mass of pressure with a fist on a thimble. Bones do break when made so nimble. Simple. Stuck in her sadness, and I was in love with her lack of fantastic. Classic case of a devil and an angel, obsessed with reflections of each other's opposing angles. Mangled, tangled, dementia's apprentice. Never of her heart, but boy, did she ever bend it. And it mended to my smooth and unbearable weight. So that lobster the sounds I will walk today. No days in December, never saw the sunshine once. That year only had 48 weeks. The clock skipped ahead to the peak of New Year's Eve. Only 334 days in the year. Calendar company got off easy, I fear. Between me and you, December didn't exist. You get it, got it good, now buy me some new sock and he kicks, bitch.
I made it through that miserable December.
Wait a minute.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just had one of those brain-learning things pop in my head that wasn't there a second ago.
What on earth are you talking about?
No, correction.
One day before Christmas.
What? Oh. No. Oh. You almost had me.
Christmas time, the holiday season. A time of merry confusion and festive excitement. Long shopping lines and short tempers. Stores are crowded. Offices close early. Highways become congested with drivers on shopping sprees and families traveling to be with friends and relatives. This Christmas, like any Christmas, the Highway Patrol went to extra lengths to prevent holiday tragedies. But unfortunately, all tragedies cannot be prevented with traffic controls.
This is the season.
Christmas.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Frank and I checked out of the office and rode over to the church at the corner of Sunset Boulevard and Main Street. It was a hotel for men, mostly old men, mostly down on outers. It was called the Golden Dream.
Police officers, we'd like to talk to you.
Hey, look, I don't know nothing about what you're here about except that this Bob Slacktime Funhouse show on that WREK Atlanta is some sort of comedy show. You know, parody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like nothing on it's really real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it sure don't reflect on WREK, its staff, or the nice folks at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know, and I'm sticking to it.
No use kidding the priest.
Yeah. I mean, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Won't give you the whole spiel on Christmas, but to say this. Quote, do this in remembrance of me. This was a command given by Jesus. Look as we may, nowhere in Scripture does it tell us remember my birthday. Can you imagine you're teaching children about Santa? What has happened? He's usurped the attributes of the divine God himself. The attributes of God alone have been assigned to a fat mythological gift giver who sees you when you're sleeping, all seeing, and knows when you're awake, and knows when you've been good or bad, omniscient. He supposedly visits every child's house on the same night, omnipresent. And many ignorantly cause children to believe a lie in the guise of a friendly, jolly phony called Santa Claus. This is more than just innocent make-believe, for idolatry is involved. For whom do most children look on Christmas morning? Santa Claus or Jesus?
There's no such thing. The main character? Santa Claus.
Cover your horse! You better watch out! You better look high! You better watch out! I'm telling you what! Santa is coming! He's making a wish! He's stretching twice! He's gonna find out if you're not your nice little Santa is coming! He sees you when you're sleeping! He knows if you're
season.
Mother Santa, I've been looking for you all over everywhere.
Looking for me?
Aren't you Santa Claus?
Oh, why, sure. Sure I am. How long have you been looking for me, young lady?
A long time. I found this puppy, but I had an awful time finding you. Can you fix his foot for him?
Why have you been looking for me?
I had to bring you my letter, didn't I?
Oh,
no. Not again. It hurt.
And, don't cry.
Oh, you are. You won't kill me.
There you go. Atta girl. That'll be $20.
Ow.
Oh, well, since it's the Christmas holiday, make it $19.95. Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, little man.
How can anyone seriously discuss Christmas?
What do you mean, how can anybody seriously discuss Christmas?
Well, what is it? Give me one fact.
Well, it's on December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of cheer and good light and goodwill and friendship and fellowship.
I said facts, not that sentimental stuff that you believe. You've been lying to yourself.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he's lying to himself?
Well, everyone talks about the Christmas spirit, but I've never seen it.
Well, of course you have. You see it all year long. I mean, people walking around smiling.
Bah, humbug.
What did you say?
I said, bah, humbug.
I think you need some lessons on Christmas.
Boy, this kid needs some lessons on Christmas.
You're telling me.
That's not only unethical, it's illegal.
Ooh, good point.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
2:25 p.m. Frank and I arrived at the station.
Yeah, kids should be real simple to kill.
You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday.
Oh.
The child.
So a kid is lost. What about this?
The child Jesus.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is it, Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is to bring him in, the favorite son of Mary.
A kid is lost. Christmas time, they get lost all the time in department stores.
Department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Frank?
Happy people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, a furnace, you're riding one horse open sleigh.
Laughing all the way.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
What? What do you think you're doing?
What? I'm reading A Christmas Carol.
Wow. Since when did you learn to read?
Oh, don't start with
me. Whoa, then don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
You're right. You're right. Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. I'll wear a Santa and a sleigh and tell the wise it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blizzard? Merry Christmas. I'll talk in their face. Shoot them fairies dancing in their heads. Stop all fighting. I'm so excited. I love you and you love me, and that's the way it's got to be. I knew it from the start. Cause Christmas ain't the time for breaking each other's heart. We're a Santa and in a sleigh. And tell me why is it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blizzard? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. All the children are talking their fears. Sugarplum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so excited.
Honey, I'm so sorry. We shouldn't fight like this on Christmas.
I know. What a
Are
stupid
okay?
thing. I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I feel like we're together forever, you know?
Guess
we're
what? Guess what? Merry Christmas.
Oh, you got
got me a present. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet. Because I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
We're going to break up. You know, we
No, no, we're in love. We're together forever, sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh, you pig.
What?
This is red. 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 Red makes me look bloated.
No,
you
no, it doesn't.
I told you that all the time.
Look, look,
you know,
look. It looks great.
No, it's coming out.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, takes me all night to come down.
And so far, only one clue had been found. A child's handkerchief, trimmed with fairy tale decorations and blood.
Boring.
Anywhere and from any phone. Mistakes were made, but there's from now on.
Aha, boys and girls. This is your old friend Sonic Youth. And you know what? We just got back from the North Pole. And you know what we were doing up there, don't you? That's right. We saw him all right in all his little doors. Boy, did we get off on them. And we learned some wonderful things about him. We'd like to sing you all a little song. So why don't you, you know, move on up and come up close and we'll sing to you. Come on, closer, closer, come on, I won't bite, come on, right down by my shoes, come on, move closer, that's it, great, okay, huddle all around, and we'll sing you a song, all right, you too, Johnny. All year long he's busy making toys for all the little girls and little boys. He puts them in his sled and gives his whip a crack on Donder. On Blitzen, but never on Smack. Cause Santa doesn't come out on top. Has he ever even tried it? Well, you know, the answer's no. So little kitties, here's my point. Just leave him cookies to save your joint. The Santa Claus turns on it his own way. Watching you and I turn on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Christmas, David Geffen.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pine. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices.
over yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels fall.
Homicide Wednesday. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus.
Number one, for our Christmas fun, a
hello everybody, it's Finn Fuego here. Sorry I can't be with you this Christmas, but I'm in the Caribbean with all your money, having a good drink and a laugh. Have a lot of fun, Merry Christmas.
Dashing in on Christmas, Christmas girls and boys. Dashing in on Christmas, let's make lots of noise.
We're rocking, well every Christmas we're rocking. Say Santa Claus and we're rocking. Oh Jingle Bells and we're rocking.
A heartwarming tale for the whole family. Christmas.
Christmas to me is about one thing. Money.
Money, money, money. Give us your money. Ow, ow, ow.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus.
You checked all the Santa Clauses?
Hard to say, Dan. The men are still out rounding them up.
All right, bring a car around. One of these Santas got to be the real thing.
What did you say?
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus.
I said bring a car around.
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure, I said it.
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
You haven't seen anything as wet behind the ears as that.
Who is suckling Paul for that?
Or a doofus.
Or a moron.
Or an idiot.
Or a sleazeball.
How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there? Joe?
You give him a description. We'll send out an APB.
Didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister.
What's this?
I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
Thumpity-thump-thump, thumpity-thump-thump, Ford is the king of the field to me. Curtain-poor shepherds, and Ford is the king of frosty. There ain't no snow but the chay. He was modest too. Children say he could frosty the snow. Right, what thinking spirits been? Bells on Bobdell Bay. And two damsel, corncob pipe and a bride and sing. A sonnet is too frosty the snow. Shepherds in fields as they lay snow over the hills of snow. Look at Frosty, well, Noel, no, over the fields as they lay. Is to ride in a one horse open snow. Prize made out of company thump thump flay. Curtain poor shepherds in soul. With a clapping all the way. Jingle bells on his head, he began to dance over. Jingle bells, well, he laughing all the well, Noel, well, Noel. Well, Noel, oh, carols where they lay. Well, Noel, born is the king of button nose and two button nose and two button nose and two eyes made out of company. Thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump. Born is the king of Israel.
What the freak?
Mrs. Dobson, what are you doing?
Looks
here?
Like the North Pole in here. What's going?
You smell like baka.
And how do you know what baka smells like?
Okay, okay. Cut.
Are you filming a movie?
Cut. This is,
who is this guy?
Get her out of here.
And then she shut the f***ing door!
I was hoping to appeal to your Christmas spirit.
Christmas spirit? I do not understand why you love Christmas so much. Especially not at Christmas.
Be happy that Christmas is coming this year.
Not you too. This must be a nightmare.
By the way, this is Santa Claus. Tell him I'm looking for him.
Unfortunately, Santa Claus was in many places at once on Christmas Eve.
Officer?
Highway Patrol. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Well, I'd like to ask you some questions. I was just on my way to call you. I've had a little girl on my hands for...
Where is she?
Inside. Looks like she's lost or something.
What's her name?
She says it's Julie. I've been trying to find out where she lives. Finally, I thought I'd better call you people.
We've been looking for her since 7 o'clock this morning. Why didn't you call sooner?
She just got here. But she's all yours now.
I'd like to have you come along with us.
What for? I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, I know that.
But this is Christmas Eve, and I'm Santa Claus. I got a big job to do.
This is part of it. Do you mind?
I'm not an alcoholic. It's okay for me to have a couple of drinks.
He starts thinking about liquor, like clockwork, and he's counting the minutes.
I'm not an alcoholic. I just enjoy a couple of drinks. A couple of drinks at Christmas time.
You know, he gets so drunk, he can't remember anything.
Why not? I deserve it. I'm not an alcoholic. A couple of drinks.
That's all he thinks about.
A couple of drinks.
Let the good times roll.
A couple of drinks.
Come on, let's get that drink.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Santa's on his way. He's loaded. Oh, yeah.
He falls down, completely wasted, totally annihilated. But I don't mind letting him rip one day a year, Christmas Day.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I left to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grows. The old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. Saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees some of the old cornfield. He hollered Johnny Walker's to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to Grenada Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bud. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chased him down 76, up 51, through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Nice out no California port. Mr. R.W. Hopper and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I've been loaded on this good Gordon gin.
A very good Christmas.
Evening. You been drinking tonight, sir?
No. Just a couple of nogs of the poles, all, Osfer. Officer.
All right, step out of the sleigh, please. What's in the trunk?
Nothing.
So if I open that trunk, I'm not going to find anything I don't like, am I?
You know, this is my wife's sleigh.
All right, pop the trunk. Oh! Hello, what's this?
It's just snow from the North Pole. I'm holding it for the Easter Bunny.
Santa, you're under arrest.
Oh, come on.
You have the right to remain silent. You better not pout.
Why, you
better not... Oh, oh,
there he goes. Get him. Oh. Yeah. Hold it down. Guess someone's been naughty, huh, Santa?
You bastards. You rat bastards. You're not getting anything in your stocking. I know you. I know where you live. I will take you out, and I don't mean on a date, you you bastard!
That's the hardest part of this job, busting you heroes. I'm probably gonna get a big lump of coal in my stocking this year, but I'm just doing my job, you know.
Call my help!
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain,
75. Ran right into you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
That's what I'm talking about.
It's true, it's Christmas Eve and I'm in jail.
There's nothing better than being in jail at Christmas. Grizzly Prairie for 12 days straight. Enough work chores or book readings or Christmas trees or giving gifts. Is that hash I smell? No, I'm here smoking weed and you got hash?
Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah, takes me all night to come down.
You!
Now, this being Christmas, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Nice going, Leahy.
Just enjoy Christmas time.
That's what I thought.
3 hours later...
We got to talk right now. How dare you bail me out of jail at Christmas time, man?
I'm going to teach you something. Christmas is about money, not about jail,
this
right?
This isn't what Christmas is about. Craziness and drunk Santa's and... I'm getting out of here.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
There's 8 tiny reindeer.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa made me go to rehab. He said, ho, ho, ho. Yes, it been bad. Yes, it done crashed. Ho, ho, ho. I'd rather be home with my dough, but you kicked me out. I got nowhere to go. Santa made me go to rehab. He said, ho, ho, ho. I dropped my scat off Harvey's back. He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. The other reindeer wouldn't let me play in the games. That's why I started huffing paint. Santa made me go to rehab. He said, ho, ho, ho. I cleaned myself up and now I'm back. Ho, ho, ho.
Above
circle in old Lapland. Reindeer, reindeer, chewing on the moss on the tundra plain. One day a man in a government car told of an explosion in the USSR. Invisible specks in the sky so blue, sickening the lichen that the reindeer chew. Reindeer, reindeer, munching on the flowers on the side of the stream. The government man said the government would pay to take the contaminated reindeer away. They'd feed the meat to the mink on the mink farm, or bury it in a pit where it wouldn't do any harm. Reindeer, reindeer, munching on the flowers by the side of the stream.
Such crass impertinence. Starting a flap on Christmas Day. No sense of ethics at all.
Your picking us up was the best Christmas present we could have had. I just hope you don't have to destroy our mission.
Oh, never fear, my dear. We'll just fire a few shots over their heads and drive the blighters back into the sea.
As if on cue.
Oh, 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 oh. I'm gonna kill you, you miserable
I've been waiting on you.
That's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you.
Oh, Santa, I've been killing.
Well, the party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what? Getting around this. Life is hard. But look at me. I turned out all right. Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old playing out there in the desert. Just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
So
He can't even hold a gun, much less shoot it.
Oh! What do we do, kids?
Shoot first, ask questions later.
There is a Santa Claus.
A Santa Claus? You know that guy I said I didn't believe in? You think I'm too old to change my mind?
Yeah!
Come on, you little brownies. Don't just stand there. Grab their guns.
How do you know?
Basically, what is Christmas? You know, I just got out of jail, which was awesome. You know, in jail we don't have presents and lights and trees. We just get stoned and drunk. It's the best time. How many people here are drunk right now?
Not an alcoholic.
That is so awesome. How many people here are stoned right now? That's Christmas. None of this presents and lights and stress. Just getting drunk and stoned with your friends, family, people that you love. My friend's been trying to teach me what Christmas really is, and I wasn't listening to him. I was at the mall stealing stuff and everything else. Now I realize he's back at the trailer park by himself right now. And I'm going to go back there with him, and I'm going to get drunk and stoned. And everybody in here should do the same thing. Get drunk and stoned with your families. If you don't smoke dope or drink, just spend time with your families. It's awesome. Merry Christmas. I'm going to get drunk and stoned with my friends right now.
Around. Baby, please come home.
I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Oh.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
And so, I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Fuck you!
Now, wasn't that fun, kids?
Do you still want to kill yourself?
Yeah.
So remember, kids, the moral of this story is keep your f***ing mouth shut.
Christmas, and you'll hear